So, council will return to order and welcome whoever would like to speak first. That would be you. Oh, Carla. Folks, could we let folks speak, please? Thank you. Go ahead.
Hello. If you look at me, you might just see a Muslim woman. But if you really know me, you would know that my grandparents were German immigrants to Portland in the 1920s. My grandfather built Reed College Library with Lorenz Brothers Construction. My mother's grandfather had the church on Fremont. I am invested in this community. Even though I lived for 30 years overseas in the Middle East, I came home every year with my children so they could appreciate my culture. Please, don't override public opinion. It's so important. And we're so grateful to have this forum to be heard. But the fluoride fiasco cuts my family and friends to the heart. I hope you can override that, please. It's poisonous for the pineal glands, among other things. I wanted to bring up the fact that we must try harder to identify officers or future officers in training who have hidden prejudice or bias against others of different shades of skin or religion. Maybe specific safety measures in training or recurrent training to identify officers who have no empathy for minorities? It's fine to talk about officers with a good attitude willing to connect. And I have a nephew. He's an EMT. You know, I can relate to all kinds of people. And we need people that will help with the community. And I do remember in the 60s and 70s, police were the friendly neighborhood officers. And they came to our schools, and they were around. You could see them buying their snacks. You could talk to them. They were approachable. Now it's like they and us, and it shouldn't be like that. We have to get over that. Now training is so centered on crowd control and has lost too much individual outreach. We used to benefit from that so much in personal settings. We need friendly policemen who are willing to talk with us. In that case, I'm not against hiring additional members. There's a lot more people here in Portland than there used to be. But we do need more time to study this contract, and hopefully the city and the nation can generate better criteria or psychological evaluation of police recruits and currently serving policemen and identify those with the pre-Martin Luther King mentality. We Muslims, whether German, Arab Americans, or whatever, we are all Muslim Americans, and we are connected, all of us, intimately with black lives, brown lives, police lives, all lives, as sacred under God.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, guys. My name is Jesse Sponberg. There's something that's happened today that I've never seen in all of the years that I've randomly been coming to City Hall and listening to testimony. Today is the first time that I've ever heard the community speak as one unanimous voice. And I've never heard such articulation of the desperation of the population. As the day has progressed, I realized that stopping this contract is the most important thing that we can do if we are really talking about saving lives in this city. When we talk about Black Lives Matter, when we talk about Homeless Lives Matter, this is a direct intersectional opportunity for us to really show that it does matter. We need to be moving towards a futuristic form of policing, which means newer and better cops, not throwing more money at bad cops and asking the old cops to come out of retirement. We want those cops to go away. We want new futuristic cops that can interact with neighborhoods, that can speak with compassion, that really believe that lives matter. Period, that lives matter. And so, let me make sure I pick my words really carefully here. You know, it's weird when you think that maybe, you know, when you're in the bathroom looking in the mirror, you think to yourself, you got 3 minutes, Jesse. Can you come up with just the right set of words that could get through and break through that suit and hit the mayor in the heart and hit Commissioner Fritz? I know you guys are good people. Only good people go into public service. But I don't think that you have the history to be the guy to make this decision. You're the guy that signed the Mark Krueger paperwork. You're the guy that covered up for a police chief who shot his friend in the back. You are the guy who approved the sweeps, which are displacing people whose only crime, once again, is trying not to die on these streets. Now everybody asks, hey, Jesse, where's your old buddy Ted? And that's a very fair question. Ted has been absolutely invisible in this city since he's been elected. But I'll tell you why. Because I can't speak officially for Ted. But I spent 5 months debating with Ted every week. Ted's my friend. We've had drinks together. I consider him a personal friend. And I can tell you this. The reason he's my personal friend is because Ted's a good guy. Ted's a team player. And Ted's the kind of person that's going to let you do your job. He's expecting you to do your job. But I'll promise you this. Ted has a 10-point plan for real police reform. I've seen it. Nate Howard pushes it all the time. There's a real plan. But Ted has given you the chance to create your legacy, Chuck. You know, he also has a 10-point plan for the houseless. But he hasn't come in. He hasn't cast a shadow over you. He hasn't been looking over your shoulder. He and the rest of this city, because we all want what's best. That's you, man. That's you. You are the only dude who can create this legacy. And I really hope that what I'm saying supersedes all the politics, or every time I call Novick a scumball, or every time, you know, I told you guys to screw off. I know that in your guys' heart, Steve, you know what I'm saying. Now imagine that we're just having beers right now and that we're not in here and that Keith didn't tell you guys to F off. There's nothing more important that we can do. But yesterday, when I saw you come and finally show up after people had been waiting all day, mothers with children, mothers who've lost children, you told them to meet you here on Tuesday. And you can make all that other, zigs and zags to dodge responsibility. But the truth is those people needed to be able to file with the Independent Police Review Board, right? You took that away. Hold on. You got to give me a little bit more time. I promise I won't come back next week. You took the opportunity from those people to file what was their right. You locked the doors of our house on them, right? And then when they told you that, you callously told them, come back tomorrow. Because it's so easy for people to take a whole day off to wait for Charlie Hales to decide that they're important. And that breaks my heart. And I hope it breaks your guys' heart. And I hope that you understand that there is a new mayor coming. And that we have spoken in one unanimous voice for the first time I've ever seen. Even the fluoride had people arguing on both sides. That means that this proposal and this contract is more toxic than a bioaccumulative neurotoxin.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Matthew Klug, K-L-U-G, and I just couldn't sit by and not come here and at least offer some free advice. There is a periodic compliance status assessment report due any day. There was one last year from September 10th, 2015. I think you should look at the first year's and the one that's coming out any day. You should wait. Okay? That's going to, you know, last year's was 96 pages. I predict this year's will be longer. A lot of chock full of great advice. Look at those things. Okay? Let's table this for a little while, at least. Okay? If you go back, the auditor's office announced an investigation January 15th of 2015 in a press release. Go ahead and look that up. That has to do with complying with the United States v. Brady, 1963 court Supreme Court decision. That's over 54 years ago that was decided, and unfortunately, there is no agreed-upon methodology of handing over from the Portland Police Bureau to the city attorney to the district attorney. Okay, so now this is how it affected me, is that I just found out that there was never a complaint in the case against me. But they didn't tell me for 11 months after they sought and obtained my settlement, you guys. This is dirty pool. It goes all the way into the Multnomah County DA, who's an elected official. This is bad stuff. This is the pattern in practice. The feds know about this. This is bad. Okay? I'm just giving you guys a heads up. There is a report that the auditor's office is going to release in December. It's going to state whether or not the damn police force is complying with the United States v. Brady, 1963 Supreme Court decision. That's 54 years ago. Let's get into this century, please. There's going to be all sorts of information in that we're not going to be able to regurgitate through that till after January, probably. They're not releasing it till December. There are, this periodic compliance status assessment report by the federal government is coming out any day. What's the hurry? I really, I know you don't like free advice, but I'm not just any schmuck off the street. I have lived experience with a lot of this. Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Okay. I'm sure the last people who signed up are, is there a Miralavani Perez Rivera? Katie? Thank you. Katie Lejeholm. Then we'll go with Dan, I believe it's Lucan. Philip Wolf. Mr. Wolf.
Well, do we have a translator here? Do we have an interpreter here? Yeah. Sign language interpreter. Okay. Sorry that you have to do this.
Mr. Wolf, I apologize for the lack of an interpreter, and we're going to work on that. Thank you for being willing to testify by laptop. Okay, so first, is the captioning working? Let's see. Okay.
Carla. Thank you very much. We're going to make sure we have sign language interpreters here in the future. We've had a couple of instances lately where we didn't have people here to accommodate folks that needed that, so my apologies. So I believe that concludes the folks that are signed up. Is that right?
That's all who signed up to testify.
Okay. So we have a lot of other items on the agenda today, so here's what I'm going to recommend. I'm going to recommend that we continue this item to next week for council discussion and consideration of amendments and questions of staff. I'm going to close the hearing right now because I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. So I'm going to continue this to next week for the council to be able to consider amendments, talk to staff. Anna needs to come back up and go over some of the points that people have raised in testimony. There have been a lot of questions, a lot of issues brought up. So obviously the council needs time to not only have heard the testimony we've heard today, but also to cross-examine our own staff and to get answers on some of that and to consider the amendment that I put on the table. And if there are any other amendments to suggest today, we ought to get those before us so we can take action on them next week. And that would mean that second reading would be no earlier than October, whatever that is, Carla, 13th. So again, we would act on amendments next week, second reading the week after. That makes sense? Okay, so any other questions or comments at this point? Because we've got folks waiting for some of the items this afternoon here.
I actually have a comment on this.
Okay, please. Comments before we close.
First of all, thank you, everybody, for being here today, for being here yesterday. And obviously, we all have email capability. We take input in many different ways. So as you have time to read through the contract and have additional comments, because it was fairly short time this time, please send them at least to me, and I'd be very happy to respond and figure out the way forward, because we did hear a lot of testimony about the speed of the lack of time to look through what's in the contract. And I would be very interested, after you've had more time and had some discussion, to get your additional feedback. Thank you.
Thank you all. Okay, we're going to take a 1-minute recess and then come back to the rest of the agenda. Thank you all.